بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in a beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله has teams of angels who go about on the roads seeking those who are in the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah. When they find some people remembering Allah, they call to one another and they say, come to what you are looking for. And they surround them and their wings, they surround them with their wings till the space between them and the lowest sky is fully covered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu asks them, although he knows about everything, but this asking is to establish a witness in favor of the slave. What are my slaves saying? They say they are glorifying your tasbih, tamheed, takbir, tamjeed. That is, they were saying subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar. He says, jalla jalaluhu, have they seen me? They reply, no, indeed, they have not seen you. He asks, how would they act if they were to see me? Thereupon they reply, if they were to see you, they would engage more earnestly in worshipping and glorifying you and would extol you more. He would say, what do they beg of me? What do they want from me? They say, they beg you for your Jannah. Allah says, have they seen my Jannah? The angels say, no, Ya Rab, they have not seen your Jannah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, ask them, how would they act if they were to see my Jannah? They reply, were they to see it, they would be more intensely eager for it. Then the angels say, they seek your protection. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, against what do they seek my protection? The angels, they say, our Rabb, they seek your protection from the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they seen the fire of Jahannam? The angels say, Ya Rabb, no, by your honor, they have not seen it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, how would they act if they were to see my fire? And they say, if they were to see it, they would be more earnest in being away from it and in fearing it. They beg of you your forgiveness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I call you to be witness that I hereby grant pardon to them and confer upon them what they ask for, and grant them protection against what they seek protection from. One of the angels then says, our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, there was amongst them such and such a slave who does not belong to the assembly of those who are participating in your remembrance. He simply passed by them and he sat with them. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I also grant him pardon because they are people by virtue of whom their associates will not be unfortunate. They are people, that is the people who are doing dhikr, they are the people because of whom those who are with them will also be blessed. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you of the essence, of the excellence of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. I remind you and myself that just as there is nobody and nothing who is more glorious and magnificent than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, similarly, there is nothing and nobody who, reward that is better than the reward of meeting and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, in this hadith, beautiful hadith, may Allah make us among them who deserve it, by virtue of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, whether we are alone or whether we are in a majlis together with people. We are reminded here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dhikr is the most important thing in life because that is the purpose for our creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the human beings for anything except then my ibadah. And ibadah is dhikr of Allah, and dhikr of Allah is ibadah. So therefore, when we are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are fulfilling the very purpose of our creation, and therefore we are rewarded by the highest of rewards, which is the didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you see this hadith, it begins there. It begins with the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to these people, what do they want? They say, they want to meet you. They want to see you. Have they seen me? They have not seen you. What will happen if they see you? And they say, the angels say, they will want to see you and look at you even more. I cannot even begin to talk about, you know, how and where the where to begin in terms of the joy and the glory and the magnificence and the reality of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, really, this is something that is worth wishing for. You know, we wish for all sorts of things in this life. I always remind myself that no matter what we get in this life, whatever it is, the best of it and the worst of it is temporary. It will go away, right? It will go away. Just look at your, look at yourself. Whatever your age is, that much time has already gone. And how much time is left? We cannot say. It's not that older people will die first and younger people will die later. We know all of this. I don't want to waste your time repeating all that stuff. We don't know how much time we have left, and therefore it is very important that we do the right thing. And the right thing is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every opportunity. Now in this beautiful hadith, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying the three or four things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this. Four things. One is, these people want to see Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them that. Then these people want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His Jannah and Allah promised them that. And then they want protection from His fire and Allah promised them that. And also, Allah promised forgiveness for the one who wasn't even truly part of that majlis. He wasn't a serious participant in that masjid, happened to pass by, but something he liked in there, so he sat. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that even that person will not be deprived of the beauty and of the barakah of this majlis. And that's why I remind myself and you, stay with good people. Make good friends, stay with good people, and you will find that you will benefit from them. Best benefit, of course, is that inshallah you will also be forgiven, inshallah, if you are with the right kind of people. But also, even in this life, if you look at being with people who are learned, who are intelligent, who are dignified, people who have some substance, is that that time is well spent, because then you learn something from them, you benefit from their company. And that's why to keep the Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kunu ma sadiqeen, stay with the people who are truthful. So being with good people inculcates good habits in us, and it reminds us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are the signs of a good friend? He said, it's somebody who reminds you of Allah. It is somebody who, in whose company you learn something new which you didn't know, and it's somebody who reminds you of the akhirah. So these are criteria of having good friends. If you have somebody who has all of these qualities, alhamdulillah. But even if it's somebody who does not have all the qualities, even if they have one or two of the qualities, alhamdulillah, that is good. But very important to keep that kind of company. So this beautiful hadith about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in my view, shows us two things. One, of course, the most important is the excellence of dhikr of Allah itself, which is very, very clearly visible. The second very important thing is the importance of being in good company. So, the excellence of dhikr of Allah and the excellence of keeping good friends and good company. It's a very good practice to gather together for the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your families, with your friends. Let the gathering be there and have it regularly and have it, with due seriousness. But two things that I warn you against. One is, don't make that into a party. Meaning, don't get involved in cooking great food and this and that. May Allah bless us and bless our ladies in the house, their hospitality becomes very, comes to the fore, and all the focus becomes on cooking great food, and then there is becomes in unconsciously competition between the last meeting and this meeting. Last meeting was in her house and she cooked prawn biryani, and this meeting I will be in my house and the prawns will carry the biryani to the table. I mean, please, don't get into all this. My suggestion is, do not have any food. Just have tea and biscuits or something. Or if you must have food because of the time of the day or whatever, then decree as a part of your meeting that the food will be a simple thing. One staple and one curry, for example. So you know, whatever you eat, rice and dal or rice and some curry, or that's it. I mean, do not allow it to become a competition in feeding each other. So that's one very important. Second very important thing is, don't make it into a ritual. Don't everybody sit together in one circle and chant together and loudly and, you know, turn the light off and put a green light and blue light and all of this sort of stuff. Please avoid all that. That is not how the Sahaba did it. That's not how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it. So, dhikr must be, but you can read Quran, you can remember, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different ways. You can make dhikr individually, you can read tafsir of Quran, or read, you know, from the hadith. Again, please don't sit there and make tafsir. Unless you are trained, unless you have the education, please do not make tafsir, because then you will fall into all kinds of traps of shaitan. Just read from a tafsir. Alhamdulillah, there are many mustanad, very good tafsir available. Just read from it, whatever is there. Don't say that, having read it, don't say, well, you, in my opinion, your opinion has no validity, please don't express it. So, please stick to what is in the book and leave it there. If somebody has a doubt which is not written in there, then say, I'm sorry, I don't know. Please ask, you know, make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clear it for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from the traps of shaitan which are there everywhere. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullahi.